Hey everybody, it's Vanessa here and welcome to My Dyslexic Life. Today I want to talk about decision overwhelm, especially at this time of year, and to give you a little tip that can help.
My Dyslexic Life is brought to you by Remarkable Minds and the Truth About Dyslexia course. Check them out at the link.
Hey there. So today I wanted to talk about something that's definitely been going on for me at the moment. And that is, at this time of year, there are so many demands on our time and so many decisions that need to be made. And something I know I do, and I see in my clients as well, is that sometimes when we've got all of these important tasks and things that we need to prioritize, we tend to get really focused on one little thing that actually isn't important. Now, I think there's lots of different reasons for this, but I do know as a dyslexic, I see everything that needs to be done all at once. And my brain just doesn't work in that way where I can naturally prioritize or sequence what is important. And what that means is I can feel so overwhelmed by all of these things that are either on my to-do list or things that I know I have to make decisions on. And then what happens is we can end up like really getting stuck in one little part that isn't important. So we'll kind of get really absorbed by a task that actually isn't really what we should be focusing on. So if you're in this place of overwhelm, I know this time of year, it really ramps it up, doesn't it? And I think everybody's really tired this year. You know, I've been speaking to so many people and I think so many people are feeling exhausted this year. So the reason that you're doing that is because of our dyslexic ability to see all the possibilities and see everything that needs to be done all at once. And as I've said, we don't naturally use the thinking style that would put things into a sequence or what's most important. So I'm going to share with you a little tip. I want you to think of yourself at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, what is actually going to make you feel good if you've got it up, if you've done it? What is the thing that if you can get off your list or if you can make the decision is actually going to free up your headspace? And that's how I want you to think about all these decisions you've got to make and all of the priorities that you've got at the moment. Put yourself at the end of the day and think, do you know what? If I've made that decision, that's actually going to free up my headspace. If I've replied to that email, that's actually going to free up my headspace. And just choose three things. Just choose three things that at the end of the day, you want to have off your plate. And what I'd like you to do is for you to use that amazing visual dyslexic brain and really imagine yourself at the end of the day with those three things out of your head. Because you see, that's the trap that we get stuck in. We get stuck in thinking about all of the tasks that we have to do and all of the possibilities. And that requires a huge amount of our mental and emotional energy. So this is just a little tip that you can use to try and lighten the load at this time of year. So envisage yourself at the end of the day with those three tasks done. And I don't want you to get hung up on, are they prioritized? Are they personal? Are they for work? I don't want you to think about that, because I want you to think about what are the three things that are going to make you feel better at the end of the day if you've done them. And just choose those three. And then tomorrow, do the same thing. And then tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow even, do the same thing again. And it's a way of slowly getting through that overwhelm of all of those tasks that you can see that need to be done. And it's a way of using your visual and your emotional mind. You know, this is something that we've talked about so much, especially with our coaching clients. And it is so powerful when you know how to use your visual mind. So I hope that helps everybody. And I know after I do this video, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'll see you later.